know, save my butt. So, I mean, I'm only 5'10". His dad's only 5'10". I mean, I'll bet you his mom is only 5'6", 5'4", somewhere in that, 5'5", somewhere in that area. And where this kid got all his size from is just amazing. I don't know. I like football, you know what I'm saying, but I don't know the positions of all the different players. But I know his position is the one that goes and tackles the quarterback. So, and I know that when he's played already at Lions, you know, because their high school team made it to the Ford Field. So, you know, so they've got a pretty good team, and I think that's where they found him there. But everybody was after this kid. I mean, it was like some small school on the west side of the state, and like Nebraska would just show up. I mean, all of these schools, you know, it's kind of funny. They would just show up. Oh, we happen to be in town, you know. He did try for Michigan. I don't want to say that. Michigan did try for him. It's probably a better way, but he's pretty smart. He asked Michigan where he was on the depth chart, and they kind of took offense that he asked, and he kind of took offense that they wouldn't tell him, you know, because he wanted to make sure he was not just getting, I guess the right word to use is bought up, you know, bought up just so another team couldn't have him. And Northwest promised him starter, so good for him.
Yeah, no, that's great. And that situation tends to happen a lot with the bigger programs. I know Ohio State does it, Alabama does it, they all do it. So good for him finding a spot. What high school did he go to, if you don't mind me asking?
Believe it or not, it's a small school called Lawton High School. It's 20 miles west of Kalamazoo and a little bit southwest. Basically, you go to Papa and you head south, and it's the next town south. When I went to school, they called them ABCDs, E's. Now there's 1 through 8, and this is a class 7 school, believe it or not, and they found him there.
Wow, that's fantastic. So he must be a good catch. So that's good. I love hearing these stories. It's good to live vicariously through other people.